United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, guys, I haven't told you guys in a couple of days, but if you want to get your dog or cat cleaned, go see the Pet Spa Salon over on Western Reserve. You need to, and I'm serious. It's fall. Your dog's been outside. Your cat's been outside all summer. I know cats clean themselves, but every now and then, especially when you're talking about making sure that they get flea dipped and they keep them safe, keep them clean. A lot of us have indoor cats, but you still have all kinds. I don't know about you guys. Well, let me see. You try to keep your house as clean as you possibly can, but you can't keep the flying things in. They just come in, and you need to go and clean the house and get it ready for winter, get it ready for fall. It's a beautiful day here in Northeast Ohio. But, I am a real big supporter of keeping dogs and cats cleaned and defleed and groomed properly. If you're going to have a pet, you got to take care of the pet. And so I ask you, and if you need a good groomer, go see Joy over at the Pet Spa Salon. It's over on Western Reserve Road, by Glenwood. And they will take care of you, I promise. The number is 347-945-5229. Oh, jeez, I'm really messed up already. 347-945-5229. And it's open mics. It's 8 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. And want to hear from you. I am going to rant and rave for a few minutes on a lot of things. I was thinking today, as I was talking to some people, and every now and then I just chill out and lay back and don't say a whole lot and just think. And I thought about Syria, and I thought about America and where we are. And, I told a girlfriend of mine last night, I said, I'm really wacky. I am. I'm really weird. I know I'm weird. And I talk to people, and I really try to encourage them because I try to look at the best in all people. Even if I don't politically agree with them, everyone has a great quality within them, and I just believe that. And I believe in the American dream. I believe in that America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I believe in the American people. I believe in the democracy of America. I really care about our future and of our young people. I really try to look through my glasses and have rose colors on them. I really believe in the best of all. I really do. I try to see the glass half full, and I believe that we can put more water in it no matter what obstacles we have. But then in thinking about that, I have come to the resolve in thinking about the Constitution and thinking about the framework of America and seeing how things have been laid out and how we have gotten so far, of course. And the more I spend time with the simple things in life, the more I appreciate the great things in life. And the great things in life, there's nothing that can be burned. It can only be within the human spirit. And I realize that our democracy is built upon the measure of every citizen impacting their own lives. That each citizen is responsible for a piece of it. that everyone has to be a contributor to make it successful. That is the key to the success of America. That every electorate, every person who votes, every person who is a citizen is an active participant in the democracy of it. And that everyone has a responsibility and that they must work at it and they must add to it. Over the years, we have weakened our stand because we have taken our focus off of everyone has to contribute. In the past time, there have been people that have contributed more and not gotten paid for. They have not gotten rewarded for what they've done, but they were contributing to it. There are people that were reaping benefits of others that they should not have been reaping, but everyone was contributing to it. People were fighting to be a part of it. And being a part of this is work. Being a part of what I'm talking about is truly working. We have to take an active role in making sure that everyone has an active participation inside of the elements to make this democracy work. And because we have raised a society of entitlements and an entitlement mentality, and entitlement has become a new buzzword. But because it is the buzzword does not mean that it is not the same as what it is in the definition. You are not entitled to anything, but you have the right to go and get what you like if you're willing to work for it and contribute to it. That is how this has to work. And we have so many people who are benefiting from everyone else, and everyone else is, and other people are working for other people. And this, I have my rights, and I don't have to do anything for them, and I don't have to earn them. That is a problem that is weakening us. And our enemies are across this globe, and they are looking at us, and they're saying, oh, what a great society. See how the mighty have fallen because of their arrogance and their laziness, and they couldn't appreciate what they have. Look at where they are right now, and we want to go to Syria and show everyone that we're still the big bad wolf. Well, it's not working anymore. And I'm looking at where the president is still trying to sell Syria and a strike to lawmakers and to America and not doing a very good job of it. We are going to have to stop and redo what we're doing. Rethink it, say we made some mistakes, and resolve the issue. Because this is truly an issue. This is really, and we're going to have to make sure that everyone in America who breathes America, who walks on American soil, who says that they're American citizens, begins to become an active contributor to America. Now, I don't know how we solve that, how we do that, but I know that it has to be done. There is no way that we can continue on this course and be solvent and successful. It's just not going to work. And I don't care, you know, what political party you are from. I don't care how much money you have or do not have. Until we put God back into the equation and put success on the forefront and put hard work and determination and put the dream back into the American spirit, we will have what we're getting, and this is not a good picture. This is truly sad, and I don't think we're really paying attention to just how sad this is, because the nation that I grew up to love, you know, my country, tis of thee, we sang all these crazy songs, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Do we really understand that our generations now don't sing the song, nor do they believe in it? So how can you be proud and show the world who you are when you're not proud of where you are? I never thought I'd see the day where America would be disrespected in the way that it is. And it's, and we stand up and say, okay, we're not lackadaisical. We've never been lazy. So tell me, when do we wake up? When do we stop the talking heads from just talking and start putting, you know, truth to power, putting action in force? When do we stop this fluff piece and really deal with what's going on here? When do we start putting our children that are going back to school right now inside those classrooms and preparing them for an academic future? And I'm saying, not saying that they have to have a bachelor's degree, but they have to have a craft. Every child growing up needs to know how to do something besides text, twiddle, and play video games. Every child should be disciplined to learn. I was listening to something the other day, and they were telling me that homework is not necessary too much, because it really doesn't help anything. Homework may not help you with your learning, but homework helps you with your discipline. And if you don't learn how to discipline yourself, you will never be successful. And the more we try to change things, the more we make things a train wreck. I mean, come on. Some things are not rocket science. You have to have disciplines. If you wake up every day at 12 noon and you think that's a full day, that's crazy. You should get up in the morning. People get up in the morning, they brush their teeth, they wash their face, they take a shower, they put their clothes on, and they begin to do something productive. You don't go from the bed to the couch and sit all day long and think you're going to get anything done. And we have to raise our young people, and we have to raise ourselves and rethink this. You have to be productive. You should cut your grass. You should wash your car. You should clean your house. You should make your bed. These are disciplines. Do they affect, you know, any quality of life? Maybe, maybe not. But it's a discipline. And when you lose all discipline, you lose everything. And right now, America is undisciplined. That's why we moved our parameters back so far to where our young people don't know how to say no. When they can't control their tempers, they can't control their proclivities, they can't control what's going on with them, because we have not made them disciplined and an active participant in the democracy of America. We don't teach them about, you know, liberty and life, pursuit of happiness, freedom. Freedom is not free. You have to work every day when you're free. Slaves are the ones that don't take responsibility for their own lives. But free people have to be responsible. And we're going to have to become an active participant in it if it's going to work. And it's going to be bigger than a big joke, because, remember, the world still hates America. Well, that was my rant for the day. And the number is 347-945-5229. I want to hear from you today. It is open mic. I'm sorry. But as I look at what's going on in Syria, when I look at our education, when I look at our economic situation, when I look at our government, when I look at the craziness in Washington, when I look at the craziness in the White House, and we all sit down and we watch and trying to find out what talk show is going to come on and tell me about tiddlywinks. It just infuriates me, because we are better than this. We are Americans. We are the United States of America. We've come too far. And we're going to just turn ourselves to something that we don't know where we're going just because of what? That's just crazy to me. I'll be right back.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you. and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. A Valley restaurant honored military members in Austintown last night at the Quaker Steak and Lube. It was the 7th annual Patriots Day bike night. Valley veterans were also honored. The Youngstown Police Bomb Squad just trained on how to handle homemade explosives. They trained with two Cleveland area bomb squad units and with the Cleveland FBI. Bomb experts admit homemade bombs are becoming a major threat in communities. A bat found in the area of James Street in Poland Township tested positive for rabies. The Ohio Department of Health warns the public not to touch wild animals. This positive test brings the total number of rabies cases in Mahoning County to 5. Exposures coming from one bat and the rest raccoons. And Farmers National Bank just donated $17,500 to the Bohrain Memorial Stadium renovation project. The money will be used to restore the Niles Stadium. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Everybody loves a discount, and Grange Insurance offers dozens of them. Good student discounts, defensive driver discounts, home ownership discounts, multi-vehicle discounts, life insurance multi-policy.
Let Crab Insurance Agency in Salem walk you through all of the Grange discounts you may be eligible for. Crab Insurance Agency can help you save a lot of money while you enjoy the worry-free experience of coverage with Grange. Crab Insurance Agency in Salem.
Products not available in all states.
This is the sound of your feet.
Ow.
All day.
Ow.
Every day.
Ow.
When your feet talk, it's best to listen.
Ow.
The solution? Cobbler's Corner, your foot comfort center. Stop in now through September 8th for our annual fall sale. Every pair of boots, casual shoes, walking and running shoes are on sale now through September 8th. We had kids' shoes for back to school. Ladies, Ortho-Heel fall shoes have arrived. We carry name brands such as Red Wing, Timberland, and Carhartt work boots. Brooks and New Balance athletic shoes, SAS and Drew diabetic shoes, ladies Ortho-Heel casual dress and athletic shoes. We also have fire-resistant clothes and accessories. Visit Cobbler's Corner in Columbiana, Ohio, on the corner of State Routes 14 and 46 for our fall sale now through September 8th. And turn the ow of your feet into
ah.
Cobbler's Corner, your foot comfort center.
Before the hunt begins, hunt down Glenn's Archery and Tackle at Guilford Lake. Glenn's Archery and Tackle is a full-line archery and pro shop built with the hunter in mind, featuring a 20-yard indoor archery range and an outdoor 3D archery range. Glenn's has all the top brand names in bows and crossbows, as well as everything you need to fill out your tackle box. Right now, get 10% off archery sights and rests. Glenn's Archery and Tackle, Baker Road and East Lake Road at Guilford Lake. See our store online at archeryplus.com.
If you're ready to take control of your own destiny in a new career, consider a career in radio. Here's Brad Marshall, sales manager at Cumulus Radio.
Cumulus owns and operates over 500 radio stations in the U.S. in 120 cities. Locally, we have offices in Hermitage, Canton, and Youngstown. If you have outdoor sales experience and are a go-getter and want to work in a fast-paced, challenging career in radio, send me your resume.
Email your resume now to brad.marshall@cumulus.com. We're an equal opportunity employer.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Was never going to reach agreement on what action is needed on Syria. But the case made by those countries who believe we have to take a stand against the use of chemical weapons was, I believe, extremely powerful. President Obama has set out that case again at this summit, and I will support his efforts to build international support for upholding the international taboo against the use of chemical weapons. Britain has at this summit made available additional evidence of cloth and soil samples which underlined the now overwhelming picture of a war crime on the 21st of August this year. I believe I was right to take a strong stance on chemical weapons and to take that to the British Parliament. But I also understand and respect what the UK Parliament has said, so Britain will not be part of any military action. Because we were never going to reach agreement at this summit, I thought it was right to focus on something we could do, building the strongest possible international commitment on humanitarian aid. Inside Syria, 6.8 million are in need of humanitarian assistance. 60% of hospitals, 4,000 schools have been damaged or destroyed. This is the humanitarian crisis the world and our generation faces, and I'm determined that the world takes the action to deal with it.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Jeff's in the studio with me. It's 29 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, and it looks like South Carolina has found his way to the phone line, and we are here. And I had to rant and rave because I really think as Americans, you know, we're sitting up talking about Syria. We're talking about there are a lot of things going on out there. But until we really understand, we need to get America working. And when I say working, you don't have to be having a job to work. You should be volunteering if you don't have a job. You need to be finding a skill, going to school, reading, going to a library, getting on the Internet. We need to start America getting back to innovation. We need to get America starting to go back and so God can bless the fruit of its hands. America is unemployed and America is lazy. America is shiftless. And right now, because of that, you see the demise and the fracturing of it. It's because America is not working. We don't care about one another, and we don't care about God. It's that in the bottom line. And the only way that we're going to win this is to bind together. And I don't need to have, I don't need a catastrophe to wake me up. So you need to go wake up your neighbor and wake up your child and wake up your son and wake up your daughter and tell them, get up, get out, and go do something. Cut the grass, go mow a lawn. Go plant a flower, go help somebody out, go help out the neighbor, go and babysit, get a job, get an education, go study, go read, go do something. But that is the only way America is going to strengthen itself, exercise itself out of its weakness that it's in, and become a prosperous nation that is successful. Hi, guys. What?
Did you think your name's Jeff Green or something?
I'm
listening to the radio. I say, I got a female voice. What?
I'm telling y'all. I mean, I was thinking today. You know, I don't think a lot, but I was thinking today, and when I began to think, this is what I thunk. And what I thunk is the reason why America is not working is because America is not working. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Sure enough, right.
You
ain't got no alibi.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody working. Everybody kicking it. And we don't want to take care of the old people. We don't want to take care of the young people. We don't want the young people to work. We don't want to do this. We don't want to do this. We got to make more money. You can't make no more money. There's no more money to be made. You got people getting ready to go out on strike, I think, at Walmart, Kmart or something. They need more money. Get an education. Go become a plumber. Okay, you don't have your plumbing license? Go learn how to plumb anyhow. I promise you, if you can plumb, I won't ask you to see your license. I'm serious.
No, that's right.
I'm serious. You get a water leak, and so what if you can't get in the plumber's union? You get a water leak and you can fix my drain, I promise you everybody in the neighborhood will know that John can fix a drain and you'll have more business than you need without a plumb.
No doubt about it.
I'm telling y'all, flushing toilets is important.
It is. Toilet paper is important.
I'm trying to tell people toilet paper is important. Flushing toilets is important. Flipping, pushing, and pulling. It works. And America is just so lackadaisical. We don't even appreciate that we push in buttons. I mean, you got to understand, Jeff, we used to turn the knob to turn the TV. Now we walk all over for 20 minutes trying to find a remote control so we can flip through channels.
I was a channel changer when I was little, you know.
That's what I'm saying. That was exercise.
Get up and change it to 33.
You only had four channels. No, I don't want to see that. Flip it back. No, I don't want to see that either. No,
we were privileged. We had a big antenna. We could get channel 3, 5, and 8. And 2 in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
we were UHF and VHF.
You were uppity people.
Oh, we were uppity.
South Carolina, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, nothing. I've actually been, speaking of working, I've actually been interviewing candidates for a position that I have open here.
Oh, okay. Hey, do you know where Monk's Corners is?
Sure do.
You
right
do?
Outside of, right outside of Charleston, yeah.
Okay, and Utahville?
Utahville is up in, that's up next to Santee.
That's right.
Turn you down.
Utahville, yeah.
Yeah, all my people are from those two places.
What, you just found that out?
No, I couldn't remember the name of them.
South Carolina been with us almost as long as we've been together.
I know, but Utahville, Monk's Corners. I just interviewed my 83-year-old granduncle, my grandmother's last living baby brother, and he gave me a lot of information. I'm actually a far removed. I'm far removed because of my mother and them, but my grandmother's sister is the mother of Danny Glover. Ain't that something? So
that's pretty wild.
Realize Danny Glover is a cousin of mine. I got to meet Cuz and holler at him because I think he's gone down the wrong road.
Listen, I have come to the resolve
that
the people that are down on the wrong road, they just stuck. And sometimes when you get your car stuck in the mud, you just got to leave it and walk away.
You got to get what's my man, the great gospel singer?
James Cleveland?
Not him.
No, you said great.
Oh, God. No, he did contemporary. Oh, why can't I think of that
Walter
name?
Hawkins?
Not Walter, but down lower in Southern California.
Oh, Andre Crouch.
Andre. He wrote the song, Tell Them, Even If They Don't Believe You.
No, listen.
Tell them.
Listen.
Even if they don't receive you. What?
Jeff.
What?
No.
It's Friday.
Listen, you tell them. You sing all week long. So
I ain't saying nothing this weekend. And my voice is gone.
You sing this weekend?
Yes, tonight and tomorrow.
But no, seriously, you tell them and you let it go. Because if you continue to tell them, it's just a lullaby.
Yeah,
they don't want to know. And I can't make you do something. Let's equate this to relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me that there's nothing worse than a person that nags. That's what they tell me. They tell me nagging is just a pain in the butt.
Bible says it's better to live in the attic than in the house with a nagging woman.
That's what it says, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, the same principle goes to anything else. I don't have to nag you. I just have to tell you, and hopefully you are responsible enough. That's going to be the word of the day. The word is responsible. Alabama, your mic is on. The word is responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be responsible enough to take the words that I say and go get it done. Now, if you don't do what I tell you, then you have to reap the activity of your lack of responsibility. Because some folks just stuck in the mud.
You're right.
You sound like my mama. That sounds like something my mama would say.
Well, it was the truth, wasn't it?
That's the call there. Yeah. Yep. Mamas don't tell their kids that no more.
Well, see, that's a problem. Grandmama don't tell them no more. That's a problem. That's why you got Manny Moe and Jack running around, Leisha, Mifa, and Motifa with babies. All of them crazy. Because you ain't told them nothing.
No, my grandma's good. You got eeny, meeny, miny.
I tell you this. I bet you what. If you get a child and you work them enough, they won't have enough time to go make a baby.
I'll tell you what. Even if they do, they'll know how to go work and try to take care of them.
See what I'm saying?
Something got to
see what I'm saying? I promise you. If you give them enough to do, they won't want to make a baby. And if they make one, they'll know what to do with it. But they won't be dumb enough to go make another.
Yeah, that's true. Now, without being ready.
That's just some good old common sense. That's not rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're working, then I don't have to pay for your baby. Because I'm tired of paying for other people's children. Okay.
I know that's right.
Hi, Alabama. They act like they ain't on the line. He out there.
He's in his cubicle.
He'd be by his desk.
There is a Russia says it's compiled a 100-page report blaming Syrian rebels for chemical warfare. Yeah,
absolutely.
So if they blaming the Syrian rebels, then why are we going after the man in the chair?
Because you, come on.
Because what? Obama can't go after the Syrian rebels.
Why can't he go after the Syrian rebels?
Did they not say that anybody that used chemical weapons would be retaliated against?
Uh huh.
So here's the thing: if the rebels did it on purpose to entrap or to to blame. Assad, then rightfully the United States should not go after Assad. They should go after the rebels.
Well,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, but the thing is the United States probably helped the rebels do it because they only killed 1,400 people. We know this
Jeff,
has nothing to do with gas.
You know as well as I do the nature of sarin gas and what would happen if you released it in an aerosolized form in the neighborhood. It does not dissipate that quickly.
No.
So to kill 1,400 in where they released it at is a bit suspicious.
Well, they know that it was ammonia and it wasn't sarin gas. They know that. But I like what Putin said because you don't say things like Secretary of State Kerry is lying.
He called him a liar.
He called him a liar right on thing. He said he's sitting there lying. He knows who these people are, and he knows he does not have any proof that sarin gas was used or released in that country. And if he has it, he needs to make the proof known. That's what he needs to do.
I got a question. Now, and the number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to take a break in a few minutes. But I want to know, if I'm not mistaken, the Arab-speaking countries who are Islamic, they're all about bringing forth the, is it the jihad, or they're bringing forth the yameen? They're trying to bring forth the end of the world, right?
Yes.
Because to bring forth the end of the world means to do something, right?
They have to create the Holocaust.
Okay.
Okay, so
the
that
cleansing.
So that the third imam can come back.
Okay. Okay. So let me
prophet, right.
Okay, let me slow that down. So they want to bring in the third imam.
Mm-hmm.
And that is done by war. Or by cleansing.
Yeah, by cleansing. When they create the Holocaust, that's what's going to happen.
Okay, when they create this cleansing and when they create this war, if we actually strike Syria, it will probably cause a major conflict in the Middle East.
Right.
Based upon what they've said.
Mm-hmm.
Would that not be the beginning of that Holocaust?
It would be the setup for it.
It would be the setup for it, am I correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So us striking there would actually be doing what the rebels want.
Absolutely. Because then they'll have a chance. See, if Assad is diminished in power, then what's going to happen is the rebels have a chance to win then. They're going to overthrow. See, it's so stupid. This is so stupid.
Just a minute. So this is to get the actually us striking Assad is actually playing into the plan of the rebels and or those persons who are the extremists.
Right.
So we would be actually helping them.
Exactly.
By going against and saying that we're going after people.
Absolutely.
And nobody wants to play with us.
Not
in our own sandbox.
Mm-mm.
In the sandbox. Am I following? Am I going too far, too deep somewhere? So is this So what are we doing in the middle of this mix, and why are we helping the rebels? Do we not know this?
We know it. We know because we set it up.
Why are we setting it up to be against with the rebels?
Because.
I mean, I don't understand. What is our interest in?
We use the rebels to set the Middle East on fire. We used the rebels to do all the Arab Springs. We turned over all the countries to the rebels.
But why would we turn them over to extremists?
Because we're fools. We think that we're going to be able to control them after we do it. That's why we didn't have any extra guards at Benghazi. And that's why our ambassador got killed last year on 9/11. And you still haven't had anything done about it or anything. And they know who did it.
And we're doing this willingly.
Willingly.
Go ahead, 626. Yeah.
Oh, it's COVID, man. I just find it very enlightening that Putin of Russia and the extreme right wing in our country are all in the same agreement.
That's not true.
On this particular issue I'm talking about, I just find that they're all in the same
agreement. Putin does not want us to strike, and neither does the far right wing.
I said they're in agreement.
Wait, what are you saying?
Listen, I can't hear you. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or what, but you're really muffled. So you're saying Putin and who agrees? Putin and Assad?
No, he said Putin and the far right wing Republican.
Oh, Putin and the Republicans agree. Well, the so you're saying the people who don't want to go strike Syria are in agreement, and all those people are the far right wing of the political party of the of America, right?
No, yes, I said that. I find that very interesting. That
we do agree, Jeff.
John
right.
McCain.
He's not right.
Well, yeah, but what is John McCain to you?
He's not the far right wing.
Well, what is Lindsey Graham to you?
He's not the far right. The far right, like, it, example of the far right would be like, you know, the Rush Limbaugh of the world. And Rush was
Rush ain't far right.
He was on the, he was on there and he said that Obama was the one who gassed the Syria.
Now, you know, you realize, Oklovina man, that the 80% of America disagrees with striking Syria. And I never knew 80% of America to be right-wing. Do you?
I find it very curiously. My thing is, if you're voting no on the Syrians, that's a green light for Iran and the bomb. And I'm cool with that. I really don't care. You know, if that's cool with you, because I don't have a problem with Iran with the bomb. I say more bombs the better. You know, give me a bomb. So, you know, I'm cool with that. But just as long as you know, a no on Syria is a yes on the bomb.
Ah, that's crazy.
Just let
Obama,
you know.
Well, listen, I'm going to answer you that. Obama is the reason why Iran is going to get the bomb, not because of
well,
a no
can,
vote.
You can right. You can make your excuse right now, but I'm patting
no
you on
excuse.
The back, Jeff. Okay, and I'm just saying I'm patting you on the back.
Well,
go ahead and give Iran the bomb because I want them to get the bomb.
Well, they're going
to
get
want
it.
Them to. Yes,
well,
I hope they do.
Then you voted for the right guy. You voted for the right guy because he made sure that they're going to get the bomb. Had
yeah,
nothing
I hope they
to do with. Beg pardon?
I said I hope they
why
do.
Do you,
I'm
why
just
do you,
saying.
Why do you? Why do you want
I'm
that?
I'm just saying that you're giving it the green light, and I'm patting you on the back.
But why do you want that? I mean, I don't understand your rationale. I don't understand your logic.
Why do I want it? I'm for more bombs the better.
Oh, you got to be crazy because you got a man
well,
who believes that he has. You have the people there, with the Ayatollahs in control of Iran, that believe that those bombs need to be used immediately as soon as they get them, and the centrifuges just went undercover 2 weeks ago, which means they are creating nuclear fusion material for bombs.
Yes.
Okay.
That's music to my ears, man.
Okay, well, here's
why.
Why? He thinks that what I'm telling you about their belief is not true.
Oh.
See, and that because they're surrounded by all of these other countries, they should be able to defend themselves just like anybody else. So, therefore, you create another Pakistan, another unstable government that's going to be very hard to defend against. And so the thing is you're going to have a tumult in the Middle East because guess what? Israel is going to destroy them if they look like they're going to set off a bomb. And they have way more ability to do it than they do to cause problems other places. But just remember what I said. Their religion teaches them, and this is the radical part. Well, it's in the Quran that they must start the doggone what I called it a Holocaust.
The 12th Imam.
For the 30 Imam to come back, the third prophet to come back. That's why they don't believe that the black Muslims are real, because they say that Elijah Muhammad was a prophet. And if that's so, then there's no then Islam is not true, and so they don't recognize them as Islamists, but they respect them as a friend because their theology, according to them, is not correct.
The same thing that you just said about Iran, I feel the same way about Israel and the U.S. They have the same belief about blowing up the other people.
No, they do not. That's not true, though. I'm sorry. You can't say
You just said from your mouth that Israel's going to blow them up.
I said Israel, if they come after Israel, Israel's going to destroy them.
That's not what you said.
That's exactly what I said.
Now you're adding to it. No, you just said that if Israel thinks they're going to do something, they're going to blow them up.
Listen, my exact quote, Kavina Man, was, Israel is going to destroy them if they look like they're going to launch a weapon. That's what I said.
That's not what you said. You just said...
No, neither.
It was gonna blow them up. Their religion is, if you get a bomb, they gonna blow you up.
Sweetheart, I'm not gonna sit here and have this bickering. That's just crazy. That's just stupid. It's like two kids. No, my nerves ain't that straight today. That's just crazy. But what I'm taking from this. You said let everybody have a bomb. I don't agree. But let me say this. We are playing inside of a dirty sandbox, and when I look over at the G20 summit and when I look at everything that's going on here, it's, you know, the United Nations, and they're saying right now that if America goes into this conflict or strikes them, it will be an illegal conflict. Let me read it to you. The international law says no country is allowed to take the law into their own hands. They have to go through the Security Council. And they believe that if the United States actually goes and strikes in Syria, they will be illegal because they did not go through the Security Council. And everybody is taking their hands off of this. And my question is, if we are actually supporting the rebels, I want to know why we're supporting the rebels and not supporting the infrastructure, and then why are we even in it to support the rebels? What is the cause for us to support the rebels over there? That's what I was talking about. Why would we do that?
Yeah, I have no interest. I have no dog in that hunt about the rebels or whatever.
You do.
I'm just for everybody getting the bomb.
Why?
That's just a green light. That's just a green light right there. If you say, oh, weapons of mass destruction, we won't go in, even if people use them, a green light to everybody else getting the weapons of mass destruction and using them. Green
you think
light.
That we won't go
I hope
in?
Nigeria get the bomb. Zimbabwe get the bomb. I hope Mexico get it. I hope everybody get a weapons of mass destruction and start blowing people up. Because other people don't care. They just turn a green light and they say Obama did.
Listen,
so
Hold on.
Ma'am.
Are you telling me this is all because he's a black man?
You can draw your own conclusions. I don't need
That's
to draw
not what
any
I
more
said.
Conclusions.
I'm asking you. That was the question I had for you.
Okay, let's
clarify.
Are you
saying that the reason why we're
completely.
Not standing with this president on this strike and the reason why the world is turning against him is because he's a man of color?
That I would not agree with. That I would not agree with. I would say that here in this country, that's the reason
why. So the reason why Congress is not playing with him is because...
Internationally, they own the aid. They did aid. Everybody get the bump. They're on my
you
page
realize,
on that situation.
I mean,
internationally, they want everybody to get the bomb, and if you threaten one country with the bomb, they're going to blow you up, and so it's going to be a mutual assured destruction, and it worked for the Soviet Union and the U.S. The rest of the world is getting on board.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you again. You see people that strap bombs to their backs and to their children's backs and the retarded people's backs, and march them into marketplaces and blow themselves and everybody else around them up. And you think that it's a good idea to give those same people access to nuclear weapons?
Man, I see a Tomahawk missile that can fly
1,000
miles and
blow
a whole city up.
Brother, it doesn't. I don't care about a Tomahawk missile and what it can do, because we don't every day use Tomahawk missiles. Okay.
They use billions of them.
Their mindset, but because
your mindset is the same, Jeff. You have the same mindset.
I gotta go. I gotta take. No, you're just so. It's too much. The number is 347-945-5229. You don't really need to get a good, deep, cerebral thought in your head and take an opinion and quit going around in circles being crazy.
That's crazy.
Because that just. Everybody. Man, this is not, a board game.
You guys have the same mindset as the Ayatollah
and American
and the other
real bad crazy.
You guys are all crazy.
Both spiritually and
pointing the finger at them and say their religion is crazy because they want to blow
over
up. And then you just say you don't care about
the
Tomahawk missile blowing up.
Crazy.
You don't care about that.
That's what's wrong with us today. Just
you only care about when. You only care about
if
when
anything, we
when
need
the
to
bomb
really
is going
understand what's going on here
from
and
you,
when,
you
find
right
out
there.
Why we are supporting somewhere and look at the back channels of things. Because if we look at the back channel, we'll be able to see it from the frontal view. But right now, all we're doing is just yakking about something that is just nuts. So I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Sweet deals on News Talk 600. Your chance to try some of the best businesses in our area at a tremendous value. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website to take advantage of half-price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more.
Let Casals get you ready for fall and back to school. Time to get your hair color and makeup looks to carry you into the new season. Casals is featuring Aveda's Heartlands Collection. Three new looks and hair color trends with Copper Fields, Winter Peach, and Toasted Grains. Then why not pick one of three new complete makeup looks to complement your new color? Winter Berry, Field Rose, or Winter Peach. Makeup for the season has berry and rose tone lips with golds and coppers for the eyes. Beauty in simplicity. If you have an iPad, try on these looks at home with the My Aveda Makeover app. Be sure to ask about Aveda's product lines for men when you visit Casals Day Spa and Salon, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road, and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza.
Sweet deals every Friday morning at 9 a.m. from 600WSOM.com.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Obama will address the nation on Tuesday as he pushes his case for a military strike on Syria for its alleged use of chemical weapons on its own people. The president also wants Congress to back him, but ABC News' Jonathan Carl asked if he would go it alone if Congress says no.
I'm not going to engage in parlor games now, Jonathan, about whether or not it's going to pass. When I'm talking substantively to Congress, about why this is important.
The president left the G20 summit today where Syria was a major topic of discussion.
All the U.S. really expected out of the G20 summit was an expression of support, not a vote, not a communique, but agreement that Syria should not be the trigger that brings the use of chemical weapons into the 21st century.
ABC's Ann Compton in St. Petersburg. Now a warning for Americans living just across the border from Syria and Lebanon.
American diplomats are leaving their posts in the Middle East ahead of a possible American-led strike on Syria. Non-emergency embassy personnel and family members have left the Lebanese capital of Beirut, and their departures have been approved for Adana in Turkey. The State Department has also warned American citizens not to travel to Lebanon. Alex Marquardt, ABC News, Beirut.
The jobless rate dropped to 7.3% in August, down from 7.4% in July. The Labor Department says, however, only 169,000 jobs were created, fewer than expected. The numbers for June and July also revised downward. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez says infrastructure is one way to get people working again.
What we're talking about is how we pick up the pace of growth, and we know the answers to those questions. We've got bridges across America that if they were human beings, they'd be on Medicare. They're so old.
Economists say the drop is because a lot of people stopped looking for work. The Dow is up 18 points, the NASDAQ ahead 8. This is ABC News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-534-3605. 1-888-534-3605. That's 1-888-534-3605. 1-888-534-3605.
Tired of summer blockbuster movies? Well, this could be a good weekend for you, depending on where you live.
It's an independent invasion. 25 independent films debuting this weekend, including the J.D. Salinger documentary, Salinger.
At the height of that success, he disappears.
There's Winnie Mandela, starring Jennifer Hudson and Terrence Howard as Winnie and Nelson.
Keep fighting!
And the kind of creepy-sounding Adore, starring Naomi Watts and Robin Wright as women who sleep with each other's grown son.
The whole thing is unacceptable.
Now, most of these films are only opening in New York and L.A., but Winnie Mandela will be in more cities, and you can catch some, like Adore, on video on demand. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Parking officials in Portland, Oregon, say they are alarmed by the number of vehicles with handicapped placards, which allow drivers to park for free at meters with no time limits. Now officials want to charge parking to any disabled driver who isn't in a wheelchair. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
The joint supplements of today are sadly
hood to hitch. The all-new 2014 Chevy Silverado is engineered to take on all, and now it's doing just that at the Silverado VS All event. Find out where it beats Ford, Ram, and every other truck in its class. It's the Silverado VS All event, now at your Chevy dealer.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Like ETI Technical College, creating quality programs in demand fields with options that save you time and money.
We offer several different programs, law, business, medicine, web design, accounting, some skilled trades. We give the students an opportunity to focus the curriculum solely around their area of interest, trimming away a lot of the fat, you know, saving them time, saving them money. Two things as you get older, you're going to wish you had more of. It's time and money. and a college like ETI is able to save you both.
Putting America and our valley back to work. To find out how your business can be a part of our program, call 330-783-1000. That's 330-783-1000.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Yesterday came suddenly.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And the number is 347-945-5229. That's Donny Hathaway, y'all.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and, yesterday. I just read something on the internet, Jeff, and South Carolina's on the phone. Alabama's out there. Covina, man, he's just got underneath my skin. It's just crazy. Who saw? There's a 40-year-old mother who's getting ready to marry her son.
I saw that. You think something strange about that? Isn't that normal?
I'm so confused.
No, it's normal. What do you mean you're confused?
She's been a widow for the last 12 years and has been living with her 23-year-old son. She confirms that she is 6 months pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And that it is better to marry her son because he does not want to marry her late husband's brother.
Her late husband's brother? Who's the daddy?
Didn't say yet. But why are you marrying her son? What I don't understand.
She evidently taught him. I'm sorry to say. That's probably what happened, Trace.
I'm just...
That made me sick to my stomach.
I just thought I'd just throw that out, you know. America, you know?
America, it's all over the world. We just don't hear about it in other places. We have more media outlet here for the moment. Well, there's all kind of stuff going on.
Green Dog, you know, we don't always agree.
Right.
But he said the new normal.
Yeah, it's the new normal. See, I can't get in there. I'm mad.
Don't be mad. The number is 347-945-5229. We are at a crossroad, I think. And we're going to have to make a decision.
What decision we have to make?
In what direction do we want to go?
The same way we're going.
No, everybody doesn't have to get on that train.
Gotta ride it. Gotta ride it.
Why?
We have to ride it.
Why do we have to ride it?
Because it's what is required of you as a of a good citizen.
Citizen of what? Citizen of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think do you think the globalization of America
is going to work?
Right.
Russia has pulled away from the globalization thing. The Arabic nations are not going to go for that mess. You know, so you might as well forget that stuff.
What?
It's not going to fit in. I hate to say they're more moral, but they are, in a lot of senses.
Putin warns of economic risk.
For?
I'm saying, he said that he had not resolved the problem of returning the world economy towards steady and balancing growth. The leaders meeting in St. Petersburg to discuss the world economy make progress on tightening up on multinational company tax avoidance. He said the meeting's economic agenda has been overshadowed by the Syrian crisis. He says our main task is returning the global economy towards steady and balanced growth. The task unfortunately has not been resolved. Systematic risks and the conditions for an acute crisis relapse persist. And I guess he's talking about in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Leaders also agreed to work to boost employment and growth. How are you going to boost employment and growth in America when you're still not letting them read by the third grade?
Because everybody's going to work for the government.
And do what?
Whatever. They're going to work the fields.
What's their move?
That's why they teach the little kids in our town how to work those little gardens. You know, he's coming back. You're stupid enough
Wasn't there a movie about? That wasn't Soul and Green. No, that was 1984.
I don't know. It could be where black people went back into slavery.
This is not about black, Jeff.
This is going to be about black again.
No, this is going to be about have and have not. It's not about black.
I heard that.
This is not about black. This is about no. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Alabama, your mic's on. What's going on out there? Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. I thought you were going to have Kat on today at 1:00.
What did you say?
Were you going to have Kat? Or was her name Kat?
I told Kat to call in. I hope she does.
Oh, okay. She's not on already. I'm a little late.
No, she hasn't called in yet.
Well, hello to you guys. I wanted to listen to the, conversation, and I'm just now getting on. So, what were you guys talking about earlier?
Being a responsible American.
Oh boy, isn't that one of your everyday shows?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. You've been on for an hour.
Yeah, I had the phone in my pocket. Didn't even know it was on. But check this out. I was listening to this guy talk about how we were before integration. And he talked about the black-owned businesses and banks and how the dollars, how they flourished within the communities and how everything was just, you know, coming up. I mean, even though we were being oppressed in certain instances, he was just talking about how the older guy, he was just talking about how, you know, things were better financially for business owners and for people within the community and a lot of parts of downtown Ensley, Alabama. He said Ensley. There's a guy, what's his name, A.G. Gaston. I'm from Alabama, and they was talking about him, and it was real deep because this is just a lot of stuff you never hear about. You know, and he was even talking about LA and how we were, you know, we were segregated to a certain extent, even within our own communities. We were still segregated with the Greeks and the non-Greeks and the people, you know, school teachers, everybody. You know, there's always classes within our community, but it was just interesting to hear. I've never heard a person from the older generation really break down how we were and how we are now. And he talked about how his mother, he remember when they first got into the welfare program, how the lady, the worker always stressed not dealing with a man, not having her father, and telling her, as soon as you do that, we're going to cut you off. And it was just deep. Like, I was just like, wow, you could see the whole plan play out. You know, and the guy was just talking, he just basically was like saying that, you know, we kind of today push our own destruction by, you know, these programs. He's like, these people changed and we didn't adapt. We stayed with the same, which is something I said a while ago, but I just found that real interesting.
So much stuff going on.
There's a lot. I mean, I just don't understand how we could be so asleep with the world going in such a turmoil around us that people in their everyday conversation, as they're going and doing their daily chores, they're not, you know, looking introspectively at themselves and at their surroundings and at their community and at their faith and in their belief, and trying to find out how can we do better. Maybe I'm just too novice. Maybe I'm just too green. Maybe I just don't get it.
Well,
Tracy, I think that there's, you know, my grandfather always said, if you want to destroy somebody, give them everything they want. And it is what we've done. My sister and I were talking earlier that, you know, each generation tries to give more to their children. And in a way, the world's changing at the same time, so we're giving these new things and new ideas. And it's truly destroying these kids. And it's making an entire, what we've talked about many times on the show, generation after generation. And it is by design. It's created so that nothing lasts. There's no commitment. You know, we all stay helter-skelter while the elitists make all the decisions for us because we're just too stupid, you know. We're uneducated. We don't know what to do. We can't run our own homes. We can't stay together. We don't stay committed to one another as men and women. And so it's easy. It's easy to take us away from what really matters. And I feel like you do. Unless I hear you and call your show, there's very few people that I can speak to, women, on a week-in, week-out basis, who feels the way you and I do. It's very difficult. I feel like a dinosaur. You know, I feel like I'm one of the only ones left. I know there's more. But you feel like you're the only one.
I mean, you want to have enough love for your children and enough love for your future that you want to pave a better place, and that if you've made mistakes along the way, you want to correct them, and that somebody of you know, I was talking the other night and they were telling me, Tracy, nobody wants them to listen to a point of reason.
That's true. Part of it is, yeah.
So you don't have a place because you're trying to talk about cerebral thought and people don't want to do that.
Right. Right. Even my own family, they would rather not talk about what really the serious issues are, put it out on the table, and deal with it. And I think all families have this to a certain degree.
Tonight on MSNBC, they're going to have Al Sharpton's going to do a Achieve the Dream, Martin Luther King, with Condoleezza Rice and some other people. But then past all that.
What is that going to be on?
Tonight.
On what channel?
MSNBC.
I don't like that channel, Tracy. I can't take it.
She's going to talk about her, because, you know, people don't know her story.
Who are you talking
about? And where
about?
She, Condoleezza Rice.
Okay, that's who I thought you said. Okay, yeah.
And Al Sharpton together, mm-hmm. having a conversation about Martin Luther King and the dream and where we're going and where we've been. Fine. And I'm looking at this. And I'm watching them going to have this show come on this tonight. And I am very
Do you depend on your
concerned how muddy we become.
But Tracy, you know they just put out The Butler. So now this is what everybody talks about. You know? It's all part of it. It's all part of what they're trying to do.
But this is my problem. You know, I look at back in the 60s during the civil rights movement, they would, if you read the history of how this came about, they would be, because remember there was no integration, so they weren't in public places.
Right.
And they didn't have a whole lot of money. And so they would go on a Sunday afternoon and they would have spaghetti dinners. And everybody would bring something or potlucks at somebody's house and they would sit around men and women, and they would be trying to hash out plans, programs, and ways to attain equality and freedom and their civil rights in America. That's what they did. That was their work. That was their recreation. They breathed it. They lived it. And that's how they gathered. That's how we got to where we are. They didn't start at no big rallies. There would be small little people all across the country meeting in people's houses, kids playing outside, kids listening in a child's perspective, because a child had a place where they would be seen and not heard.
That's right. Exactly.
And they would be sitting around watching their parents and having these small little meetings on how to make their life better and their surroundings better. When is the last time
that's
you
true.
Saw
we did
a group
do
of people come together?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It was white and black.
Yes, we did do that.
When is the last time you saw people come together with an agenda on how to make their life and their surroundings better and to become engaged in the democracy of America and to make America stronger and better?
Tracy and friends from 12 to 3 every day, Monday through Friday. That's one of the places.
Thanks.
You know, I read a book once, No More Front Porches. I don't know the author. You guys, somebody could Google it. It's a small little book, but it's about when they started building houses without front porches. Now, something so silly. Now, that just sounds absolutely stupid. Coming out of my mouth, everyone's listening on the radio go, oh, my goodness, what she's saying. But, you know, you think about what you just said. People would gather on their front porch, 2, 3, 4, and really make a difference. Make a difference in each and every one's home. And then it would spread out. Why aren't we doing that anymore?
How do we get so far from this?
Yeah.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I understand.
When do we say, because if we got together like that, I mean, we've seen them mobilize people for elections to do this.
Oh, yeah.
But not to make America better and stronger.
Right.
When do we become so inoculated unto ourselves and quarantined to where we no longer reach out to outside of our four boundaries, our four walls, to make America great?
We've made our own little prisons, haven't we?
Yep. We've made the United States a big, huge prison.
Absolutely.
That's what we're headed toward.
We eat what they feed us. We watch what they show us. We read what, or we listen to what they tell us. We don't read anything on our own anymore. We've made our own little prisons.
Hey, hold on. I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
About a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. A Valley restaurant honored military members in Austin Town last night at the Quaker Steak and Lube. It was the 7th annual Patriots Day bike night. Valley veterans were also honored. The Youngstown Police Bomb Squad just trained on how to handle homemade explosives. They trained with two Cleveland area bomb squad units and with the Cleveland FBI. Bomb experts admit homemade bombs are becoming a major threat in communities. A bat found in the area of James Street in Poland Township tested positive for rabies. The Ohio Department of Health warns the public not to touch wild animals. This positive test brings the total number of rabies cases in Mahoning County to 5. Exposures coming from one bat and the rest raccoons. And Farmers National Bank just donated $17,500 to the Bohrain Memorial Stadium renovation project. The money will be used to restore the Nile Stadium. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The Cumulus Health Club and Dr. Larry Dinopoulos want to ask you some questions.
Does your partner keep you up at night with their snoring? Do you have trouble sleeping? Do you feel drowsy during the day? Maybe a mandibular repositioning appliance is your answer for sleep apnea and snoring. Sleep apnea is caused when your throat collapses while you're asleep, blocking your airway. Snoring occurs when the airflow from your nose or mouth to your lungs makes the tissues of your airway vibrate. Dr. Denopoulos may be able to help you sleep better with a mandibular repositioning appliance. You wear it while you're sleeping, and it repositions your lower jaw and tongue in such a way that air can flow more freely. Wearing this appliance can manage sleep apnea and help reduce, if not eliminate, snoring, which leads to a quieter and more restful night's sleep.
This health tip has been brought to you by Dr. Larry Denopoulos, General Dentistry and Sleep Appliance Therapy. Since 1988 on Main Street in Poland, call 330-757-1722.
Sweet deals on News Talk 600. Your chance to try some of the best businesses in our area at a tremendous value. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website to take advantage of half-price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more.
Let Casals get you ready for fall and back to school. Time to get your hair color and makeup looks to carry you into the new season. Casals is featuring Aveda's Heartlands Collection. Three new looks and hair color trends with copper fields, winter peach, and toasted grains. Then why not pick one of three new complete makeup looks to complement your new color? Winter berry, field rose, or winter peach. Makeup for the season has berry and rose tone lips with golds and coppers for the eyes. Beauty in simplicity. If you have an iPad, try on these looks at home with the My Aveda Makeover app. Be sure to ask about Aveda's product lines for men when you visit Casals Day Spa and Salon, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road, and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza.
Sweet deals every Friday morning at 9 a.m. from 600WSOM.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey guys, you know, it's Friday, and I'm going to try to lighten up. I think the serious thing is weighing on me a little bit more maybe than it should, but I have issues. You're listening to Tracy and Friends on WSOM AM 600. It's 32 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock, and I am really, I got issues, and you'll find out I have issues, because I think we're better. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys can convince me that we're not better. But I think we're better. I mean, as I said, Condoleezza, they're going to talk about the dream and talk about all this, but everybody want to lay hands on Martin Luther King's Bible and get sworn in office, but don't know how they want to take a bullet.
Martin Luther King's Bible.
That's it. I'm serious.
I hear you.
They want to stand on the dream and they want to preach from the pulpit, but don't nobody want... I was speaking yesterday, and I told them, you know, preachers want to preach the gospel, but when the air conditioner goes off, they got to leave early. And Stephen got they was willing bricks in his head, and he kept on preaching. And I'm like, duh, something wrong. You know, they were hunting for people preaching Jesus, and they had knives and they was cutting off heads. Then we have a snow day, and be like, can't come, snow outside, can't show up. If you ain't paying, we ain't preaching. I get it. Maybe I'm wrong, y'all. But think about it. You ask a preacher to come to your church and tell him you ain't gonna give him a love offering and see what happens. You better hope you got a whole hymnal of hymns to sing, or halfway decent choir.
You better do something.
Because it is not. Oh, there it goes. It's going down, Jeff.
Well, that's what they think they got. They're counting the votes.
And the votes not counting up.
Well, they got in the House, it ain't going to work. Senate's going to pass.
So it means they stay home?
Well, no, they have to go. I told you. It's not
what do you mean they don't have to go?
Obama has to go. Obama has to strike. Understand this. Okay. The globalists are not going to let him get away. They put him in place to do this mess, to do their bidding. And so he has to. And he's not smart enough to build a case like before. His administration is not that sophisticated. They're sophisticated. They're playing the informed voters, but they're not sophisticated in playing world politics, and they are getting their butts kicked. That's why Putin can come out and call our Secretary of State a liar, say that some time ago when Obama was asking for Snowden to be turned over, or there might be repercussions. He says, "I'm not accustomed to responding to the ravings of a madman." Oh, come on! These people are not playing.
Yeah,
Russia has control of that area and the cells in it now, and we're trying to barge in and take it. And there's going to be some hell to pay for this.
Alabama and Vanny, Bonnie, your mics are on. Listen to this. Have you seen the paper today?
Mm-mm.
You want to read the headline? Can you see that far?
No. But you got it, Vindy.com.
Can you see that far? Just read the headline.
Which one?
Just read the headline. Read the headline.
Youngstown mayoral candidate is in county jail.
Okay.
You're the one to read that out loud.
Who is in county jail? Is it the crazy one?
I don't know. Saria? John Saria is in jail. He's running for mayor.
What John Saria go to jail for? Although, what the heck was he in the race for in the first place?
Facing misdemeanor charges of aggravated menacing and disorderly conduct, the mayoral candidate, John Saria, has spent the last week in the Mahoning County Jail unable to post a $7,000 bond. The number is 347-945-5229. It's 36 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600. You know, that's like the funny pages.
Youngstown sometimes is like the funny pages.
They like the funny pages. I looked up and said, excuse me.
Well, I'm not going to ask you about that now. We'll talk about that later.
Tell me during the break.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What? What?
This is funny.
I just thought I looked up and said, excuse me. We got funny papers. Hey, Jeff, you got a dog?
No, but I want one.
Well, if you want a dog, you can go over to Angels and get a dog.
Yeah.
And then when you want to get him clean, you go over to Pet Spa,
mm-hmm.
Salon over on Western Reserve, and give him a bath.
I will do that because I ain't about to give my dog a bath and have him shake all over me because my dog used to do that.
Oh, hey. Over his presidency, the Congressional Black Caucus has interestingly intently given him a loyalty to the first black president.
Mm-hmm.
This loyalty has persisted through a terrible black unemployment, loss of home ownership, and an increased reliance on public assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And even through the course of the Syria thing, they still will not charge him and make him and ask him the right questions to get where they want to go. I don't understand.
Are they backing him or not?
They're backing him. Didn't you hear Holmes? What's her name? Holmes Norton.
Eleanor, yeah. But see, I gave Eleanor
You gave her a pass.
I gave her a pass on that.
Why?
Because I think she was talking about she was going to be loyal to the president as being the president, not necessarily being.
That ain't what she said.
She said that she was going to do it in loyalty to the president. But she prefaced it by saying some other things.
Like what?
Well, she said, like I said, she said that whenever our president is nationally sort of like dogged, she didn't use those are my words. We have to stand up and stick behind our president per se. So I would support him just to, in loyalty to the president. So I'm not saying that she said – I think she meant it. I think that she's one of the smarter liberals we have out there. I think she is. That's my opinion.
You know, Jeff, let me –
I didn't say I agree with it.
Let me explain this to you. Let me say this to you.
Mm-hmm.
I like Eleanor Holmes Norton. I ain't got a problem with it. But, you know, I love my mama, too.
And you're not going to tell me your mama wrong.
Yeah, sometimes my mama wrong.
Ooh, mama.
Sometimes my mama makes, and you know what? A lot of times my mama right.
Don't twist that ear.
But you know, my sometimes my mama wrong.
I got you.
And sometimes my mom, a lot of times my mama right. But sometimes you got to say, Mama, I don't think you're right on that one.
Well,
I think you're wrong. I love you. You my mom. You my girl. You always got my back. But we don't agree on this right here. You have to say that sometime. You got to say it out loud.
Right.
I can't go down that rabbit hole. And you are still my mother. I respect you, love you, and I'm going. And I know you got my back, and I definitely got yours. But sometimes you got to stand up and say, no, I can't go down that way. I mean, it's like young kids that see their parents doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to say, no, my mama do drugs, and I don't want to do that. That ain't right.
Right.
I love her, but I ain't going to get. After a while, you got to tell your mama that you're not going to go down to the dope man and buy her drugs no more.
Yeah, this is true.
Because I'm old enough to go to jail, and I can't go to jail for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to quit using my Social Security number to get the lights turned on. Because I found out you're ruining my credit. I know you my girl, you my brother, you my dog, but I'm not co-signing for your car. I just can't do that.
I understand what you're saying, but what you going to do?
So what you get a man that you like the, how he looks, and you co-sign everything he does, and you don't criticize him, and you don't tell him when he's wrong, and
that's how they do it.
No, Jeff. No.
That's how they do it.
Jeff, this is serious.
It's all serious.
Obamacare is serious, and people are still thinking that they're going to win at the end of this.
Wait a minute. They told me that the people taking everything down to 30 hours a week and putting people on part-time was a ploy by white people to get back at the black president. Now, this is what I was told today. And I said, white people voted him in. And the same white people that supported him, like the unions, are now telling you that this law is screwed up. Don't you know that they have a provision in the law that says that full-time employment is 30 hours a week. So that requires people to have a lot of people on part-time.
You know, part-time money, working part-time, makes no money working part-time. And so now when you have two part-time jobs, which now you're working 60 hours a week instead of 40 hours a week, still not making any money. Does that change your benefits? And now you're going to be potentially taxed if you don't carry health care. But if you have anything, they didn't regulate how much they're going to pay for it.
No, they didn't.
So how are we going to do that?
They don't know what to do because the law was screwed up and damned from the beginning. It has nothing to do with it.
Okay,
nothing to
question.
Do with health care.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
I have a question. If what you just said, if they're going to tax those who don't have insurance, then I still have this absolute space in my thinking. What do you do with welfare? They don't pay for anyone who's getting public assistance, disabled veterans, senior citizens. Okay, what happens to them? Are they going to be taxed too? Are they going to lose their earned income? Are they going to have to pay something at the end of the year? Because, you know, senior citizens, when they retire, don't always owe anything, you know. Are they going to owe the government money for their health care plan now?
Oh. Jeff?
When you say that, you know, I mean, what happens to that group of people?
No, that group of people is still going to be subsidized fully by the government.
And they're not
they
going to be taxed?
Everybody's going to have to pay, but they're going to be subsidized.
I can't believe it. There won't be some kind of penalty.
And you know what?
What?
They will not have to pay, and they're going to get the same coverage that you're going to get who are working or have spent your years working. Now, I spent my 30-plus years working for the government, and I had a decent plan. Soon as this thing passed, they kicked my wife off the plan, number one. Number two, they started changing the formularies. drugs that people use for certain things, and mine were allergy related and asthma related.
The copays change.
The copays change drastically.
Yeah, I know of another family that
change.
Told me that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. How can they? If you sign up for a plan,
mm-hmm.
and they're supposed to cover something for the contract of the plan,
mm-hmm.
how can they change the plan in midway because they decided they no longer want to pay for it?
They can't change midlane. They have to do it at the beginning
when you look at your pharmaceuticals, sometimes you go in there and you're paying one thing, and then all of a sudden they don't cover that anymore.
Well, yeah, but that's from one year to the next. Because that's done by contract. So you get a contract of how much your things are worth, okay?
Right.
So you.
But can they change it midway because they feel
not
like
midway.
It?
Midway. They can change it.
No. They haven't changed it the next year. They changed it before the next, especially
no,
for
they
seniors.
They can't change it midway. They're not allowed to change it midway. Because it's by contract,
isn't it?
Right. So one agreement to the next, they can do it. So every year during open enrollment, they can change it, and they do. So whenever your next round starts, like, you know, our 2013 now is going to change here at the beginning of November because December is open enrollment. So now I have to go in, and I have to study who's going to have the formulary and things that I need to have.
843, your mic is on, and so is yours, 205, Stix.
Yeah. Well, I just had
all
a discussion.
Go ahead. Hold on, South Carolina. Go ahead, Stix.
Yeah, I just had this discussion with my accountant this morning, and what he told me is going to happen. If you're on Medicare or Medicaid or some sort of government program, you're fine. But if you're working and you don't have health care, your accountant is going to go in and look at what you should have spent for a health insurance policy, and you're going to tack that on to what your tax owed is.
Wow. Well, if you're not working, does it matter?
But if you're
you
not working,
you're
working, but if you're not working, you're probably on government assistance of some sort.
And if you're not doing that and you're trying to get by, it'll push people into government assistance. Otherwise, they're
going
to be taxed.
Well, no, I'm guessing there's going to end up being a gray area like there always is.
Oh.
Where you earn too much money to get any government assistance.
Oh.
But not enough money to live. You know, you take somebody that's
right.
making even 30, 35 grand a year, and you tell them when they file their taxes, you owe another $5,000 to the government on top of your tax bill if they're self-employed. They're screwed.
Go ahead, Alabama. I'm South Carolina.
Well, I mean, I've been saying this and going back and forth with Diva about this. You know, it's going to be expensive. I mean, it's going to I looked at the proposed cost for me, and that's going to jack my insurance up another, you know, $180 a month. That's crazy.
And South Carolina, you'll have different care, won't you? I mean, you really won't have the same choices you have currently, right?
No. Uh-uh.
Exactly. You're going to pay more, and you're going to have less choices.
So why did we allow this to happen?
Well, I didn't vote for it, but I guess I'm part of the problem because I'm an American. But... Was it executive order? I can't even remember now. There's so
no,
much going
on. No, that was 19.
That
was 1,900 pages of we got to pass it to find out what's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just it's been so much stuff. We don't have enough fingers and toes to count it. I mean, we can't. There's so much chaos all the time. You really don't know, and nor can you retain it unless you write it down and reference back to figure out how this happened.
Can I ask another question?
If you like your doctor, you'll get to keep your doctor. If you like your health care, you'll get to keep your health care.
I got another question for you guys. Who's going to pay for all this?
The rich people.
Everybody.
Us.
Who?
Us.
Who? The rich people.
What rich
Bush.
People? I think anybody that has a dog.
He sent me something yesterday and told me that Bush did it. The problem over in Syria right now is Bush's fault.
Of course it is, Tracy. Now you know that. Everything is.
Even
he'll be
Nancy
he'll be earthworm bait, and it'll still be his fault.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Nancy Pelosi and John Kerry were the ones going over there and meeting with Assad all the time when Bush told them not to go.
And
well,
they were
our friends then.
And Hillary Clinton going to Libya just before Benghazi. She didn't have anything to do with it, guys. Now you know that. She didn't have anything to do with it. She had that concussion, you know. And the timing was unbelievable. It was just a coincidence.
It's crazy.
And
do you know how much information overload we have?
Yes, I do. That's why I keep calling you guys, because there's no one else that understands what I think. Because
this is some crazy stuff.
It's crazy.
You think that's
yep.
why a lot of people have just decided to roll into just roll into reality television, just leave me alone, and they haven't taken my whole check
no.
yet?
No, they haven't even paid attention. No, no.
Tracy. I think some people are just tired. They're just tired.
Tired of what?
Tired of the nonsense of trying and
no, because if they were tired, they would have gotten involved during the political process and not let this happen.
Well, possibly, but you know, maybe they were late informed like me. You know, I mean, I would like to change things, but I was late informed. I've learned so much listening to you guys. I mean, it's amazing. So I can't say that there's probably a lot of good people out there who've really had to step back and think about what's going on. And their
ability. This is not working, guys.
Nope.
I don't know if you know that.
And it's all about greed. It's all about money. It is.
There was a song like that, wasn't it, Jess?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the song. I wasn't trying to be smart.
I wasn't trying to be smart, but there was a song about that. No.
For the love of money.
It's all about. No. It was all about money and a dang thing funny. I got to think about it a little bit.
Oh, well, you got me on that one.
I got to think about it for a minute. Go ahead, South Carolina.
That's a rap.
No, it wasn't a rap. It was one of them. Things from your day.
From what day?
Now,
I don't remember it. So where does that put you?
No, that puts me in your day because
no,
I.
No.
Yes.
No, wasn't in my day.
It was in your day. You know why it was in your day?
No.
Let me tell you. When I grew up, I had no say.
Mm-hmm.
My cousins had say over what music we listened to. My mama had say over what music we had listened to. I had no say. I wasn't allowed to listen to nothing I wanted to listen to. That's why I can understand your day. Okay, sorry about that, Bonnie.
Bonnie, I don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I know what it is.
Hey,
go
is
ahead.
Matt not on this line today? Did he not call in because his computer took a dive?
Matt may be working, but Matt may have been. He might
he
be on overload,
computer
too.
Computer trouble, didn't he?
Yes, he was.
And I think South Carolina, didn't you say you had some computer trouble?
There's some computer trouble on Blog Talk, period.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Because Bonnie's computer is no longer working.
My home computer is freezing like it was
yes.
A
yes.
piece of meat outside in December or January. It's freezing like... a thin layer of water on your sidewalk at 20 degrees.
And do you think some of these changes are coming because of the census that was just done, or do you think that's too soon?
What census?
There was a census sent out to all of us people here.
Okay.
Fill it out and tell them how many cars it owned and how much you
right.
earned a year, and if you had health care insurance, how many people lived in your house, what was your highest degree of education.
Yeah, I mean,
how many
we do that every 10 years.
You had?
So what do
you,
what do you think?
You didn't get one?
Yeah, I mean, we get it every 10 years.
Well, did you fill it out and return it like a good American?
We always.
Okay, because, you know, you really don't have anyone you can send the $300 fine to. They're going to charge you $300 if you don't fill it out. But if you say, I just want to pay the $300, if you call the toll-free number, there's no address for you to mail the $300 into.
Bonnie, you didn't try that, did you?
I did. I absolutely did. I absolutely
you know you're
did.
Special,
I only
right?
won, but three times I tried to give them $300, and those little varmints wouldn't take it.
You
they
are
don't
so
want
special.
My $300. They want my information.
Mm-hmm.
They want it now.
I wonder what Snowden said to or what Putin said to Obama about Snowden when they got to the G20 summit, because we never heard anything about that.
I would like for him to tell him to mind his own business.
So who to mind? Who's on business?
I would like for him to tell Obama to mind his own business. And then Obama could go tell someone else to mind their own business. Because I really think our president could do a halfway decent job if he would tell some people to mind their own business.
Well, we can't
if,
mind our own
if,
business,
if
you're
Putin,
right, they can't.
If Putin has the same kind of mouth that Biden's got, you don't want to.
Oh, well,
know.
There you got trouble.
You might have a point to South Carolina.
Because
yeah.
Biden and McCain could be in the same boat as far as I'm concerned. They could be
what in
brothers.
The?
I don't even know.
Is McCain on crack or what?
He's Biden's stepbrother. He's got to be.
No, he ain't Biden's stepbrother. There's something going on. It's like, I don't know what in the world happened to John McCain.
Maybe when you sit in those seats so long, they put electrodes up your you-know-what, and they brainwash you. Maybe he's just gone through so much of that. You know, maybe he's got some kind of,
Early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah, there you go.
Bonnie, you just called the man anal retentive if you know that, right?
I don't really know. Nor
you
do
did.
I care. I don't care.
Bonnie, what in the world is going on? Hey, Mark knows it all. Just Mark moved in. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Jeff. Hey, Tracy.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hi.
He found a point of sanity.
This is the saddest conversation I've had today.
See, I told
well, be
you,
careful,
Tracy.
Because Bonnie's on a roll.
I came here to talk to people who knew what they're talking about, unlike the ones I spent the last 6 hours talking to.
Oh, my God.
And I hope they're listening.
Bonnie's on a roll right now, so be careful.
Okay.
That's all right. It's
hey,
right.
Mark, were
yeah,
you down
who's there?
This is Sticks. Were you down at the
hey,
county
Sticks,
Democrat
how you
headquarters? Good.
Where?
You said you were five people you didn't know anything. I just wondered if you spent 6 hours at the county Democrat headquarters.
Hey, I'll tell you what, compared to what I've been through since last night and today, I'd want to go there. That's how bad it was.
Oh, no.
At least, you know, they believe in what they're saying. These people are total wackadoodles popping around over here. I don't know what. Is there a full moon?
Might as well be. It's full somewhere.
Well, listen, I'm going to take a break in a few minutes. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We've
yeah,
got one more hour to go.
News.
It's time news. It's the top of the hour. It's almost 2 o'clock, guys.
Top of the hour.
And you're listening to Tracy and Friends. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Station plays here, and it plays around the world. That's the power of iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio is a free app that plays this station and over 1,500 live and local stations right there on your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download iHeartRadio free and get to listening to some of the best programming in the world. Find your city or find your favorite station and just press play. iHeartRadio.com.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The jobless rate dropped to 7.3% nationally last month. But the Labor Department isn't celebrating. ABC's Richard Davies tells us why.
169,000 new jobs were created in August, below the recent average.
This was not a good report.
Phil Orlando at Federated Investors.
The key thing, I think, is 74,000 negative jobs revised from the prior 2 months.
Fewer jobs created than expected in June and July. Orlando says the report was a surprise because the economy appears to be improving.
The auto numbers, the housing numbers, the consumer confidence numbers, all those numbers have been gathering strength over the last couple of months.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
President Obama speaks to the nation Tuesday night, pushing his case for a military strike in Syria, and he knows it may be a hard sell.
I trust my constituents want me to offer my best judgment. That's why they elected me. That's why they re-elected me.
Before leaving the G20 summit in Russia, he had one last meeting with President Putin, who's opposed to military action.
Both presidents concede their unexpected 20-minute conversation on the sidelines of the summit did nothing to bridge their differences. President Obama later issued a statement with several countries who are more supportive, including Australia and Saudi Arabia.
ABC's Ann Compton in St. Petersburg. Last day on the job for Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, who thanked members of her team.
I think we have actually done a lot in the last 4.5 years. That's why so many of the people here look a little tired.
Napolitano will become the president of the University of California. Big drop in the teen birth rate. The CDC says it's down to just over 29 births for 1,000 teens, and that's an all-time low. Experts believe it's because more girls are using contraception. The birth rate among older women in their late 30s and early 40s is up. The Dow is up 65 points, NASDAQ ahead 17. This is ABC News.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Coming to movie theaters this winter, The Armstrong Lie. It takes an up-close and personal look at pro cyclist Lance Armstrong and the events that led to his fall from grace.
Oscar-winning filmmaker Alex Gibney traveled the world with Armstrong.
This is a guy who's used to winning, and I think you could see the defeat in his physical posture, and also a real vulnerability, which is very unusual for Lance.
Life for me at the time was moving fast. Look at 2005. I had won 7 tours in a row. I was engaged to a beautiful rock star. But that all just felt normal to me.
The film won't be released until November.
ABC's Neil Karlinski. A Montana judge appears intent on trying to undo his lenient sentence for a teacher who raped a student. The judge created a furor when he sent a former Billings senior high teacher to prison for just 30 days and suggested the 14-year-old victim shared responsibility in the case. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hood to hitch. The all-new 2014 Chevy Silverado is engineered to take on all, and now it's doing just that at the Silverado VS All event. Find out where it beats Ford, Ram, and every other truck in its class. It's the Silverado VS All event, now at your Chevy dealer.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I've just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals,
got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Poopy have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is a special message for women over 40. Are you experiencing hot flashes or sleeplessness? How about stress or low libido? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing hormonal imbalance due to menopause, and you qualify to receive a free sample of Amberin, a leading menopause solution that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve common symptoms of menopause. Amberin has helped thousands of women finally get relief from menopause symptoms. And if you haven't tried Amberin, now's the time, because for the first time ever, you can try it completely free. All you have to do is call 1-800-408-1130 and request your free sample. There's no risk and no obligation to buy anything in the future. Want to know if Amberin can work for you? Get your free sample and find out. This is a very limited time offer, so don't wait. Call now, 1-800-408-1130. Shipping not included. Limited to one free sample per household. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Winbush, here on Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. Mark, what you doing over there, man?
Was it something that I said?
I'm getting ready to ask you.
I took a bath and everything before I came here. You know, I'm just.
You stirred stuff up yesterday.
Holy!
You got stuff stirred up today. She just up and just ran out the building. I don't understand it.
She had a look of horror when I came through the door, but I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was that bad.
You scared her, man.
Oh, jeez. She didn't even leave me a pecan roll. You know.
Yeah, that's just right. We haven't had much. She hasn't been leaving many goodies lately.
No, she's
goodies
trying
boxes.
To be good. She's trying to
Yeah,
be good.
But that has nothing to do with us. We're not trying to be good.
You got that right.
Yeah, we want all the goodies and the snacks.
I need the pecan rolls and the hooch in the bottom drawer, but I don't think we have that anymore.
No. Wait a minute.
Check the expiration date on that, Jeff. telling
what the kind of candy is in here. I don't need no candy, but here, you want to try some? Go check it out. I don't know. Where are the burnt peanuts at? That's what I like.
My wife brought home this container of roasted salted almonds. You
know,
some of those things. But I like the honey stuff. I want the sweet stuff over there. You know, life is too tough to go home and eat something that's not sweet. I got to have sugar. You know, I got my insulin pumping. And
right.
Get that pancreas working or whatever needs to be done.
Right.
And make sure I get my money's worth from my Lipitor.
Yeah, there you go.
I've had good money for that. I'm going to get good use out of it.
Yes, Tracy, what do you want?
Uh-oh.
Local caller.
Yes, this is Steve.
Oh, it's Steve. Okay, go ahead, Steve.
I did hear Diva on there the other day, Tuesday.
Yeah, you called her up.
No, I never did call her.
I'm talking about when you talked about her, you called her up.
Well, how's Diva doing it?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, Jeff, what I'm calling you about, man, remember, I think it was sometime last week, Jeff. You made a statement that the last days is not going to begin until maybe about 1,000 years, and then you're talking.
No, I did not.
Well, that's what I thought I heard you say.
No, you misunderstood me, and I don't want to get into a religious conversation. There's a lot of different things going on.
The reason why I'm bringing this up, Jeff, is because it does have something to do with the Bible over there in the Middle East.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Bible, you remember, Jesus predicted that.
Yeah, he did.
When he talked about...
But he said a whole lot of stuff with it, and it does not entail the other. You might as well stop, Steve, because I would do the same thing that Tracy did. But are we going? Do you think we're going to war over there or not?
Well, Jeff, I mean, I really, by rights, I'm not really that much of a spiritual man.
Okay.
As I should be. I mean, if I was more spiritual, I would probably... my life would be focused. I mean,
I just asked you what you thought. I didn't ask you about focusing your life.
Well, what is on your agenda today anyway? Because I didn't have my radio.
Don't worry about it. Just keep going.
I mean, I had something else to do today in my building here.
No problem.
What is on the agenda today on your program?
We've been all over the place with Syria and the lady getting ready to marry her own son. And
what?
Oh,
wait,
oh,
wait,
you.
Back the boat up here. Who's she marrying?
She's marrying her own son.
Are you familiar with the Bible man? He was God's enemy. He was a hunter of man and animals.
Nimrod.
Yes. He built the Tower of Babel. That's what
mm-hmm.
the word. And
okay.
Our languages are, that's why we have.
Yes, the Tower of Babel.
And then you know that he married his own mother and had a son by his own mother. And that's
yes, where, he did.
That's where.
And his uncle killed him, cut him up, and sent him around and said, this is what happens to people who do crazy stuff like that. And they made the first of the religions that said that because she had married him, that he was now in heaven and she was the queen of heaven. Yes, we know all of that stuff, and we know what church that's about and all of that other stuff.
Yes,
so
you realize that that's where the Trinity originally came from?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm not a Trinitarian. But so what? Go ahead.
But you criticize the main religion that is...
No, they are not. They are not the main religion that it is, and they are very, very late.
You criticize the main religion that doesn't believe in the Trinity.
Okay. The main reason he's talking about Jehovah's Witnesses, and I don't ascribe to the Jehovah's Witness thing about that. So anyway, Mark, what have you been doing all you know, causing hate and discontent someplace else in town?
Well, I don't know. I've been causing trouble everywhere I go. I cause trouble, and I've been, you know, watching all this stuff on the television and wondering, my God, what have we gotten ourselves into with this stuff
mm-hmm.
over here? And I think it's pretty scary, and you know, I've come to the conclusion that the problem that we're looking at right now is that nobody trusts the president right now. I think
nobody.
Nobody does anymore. He has managed. I've only known one. Without going into who it was, I've only known one other politician that managed to piss everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, Obama has done it. I've never seen anything like it. I predicted 3 months ago that he wouldn't make it through the year. I might be a little off on my prediction, but
mm-hmm.
I just don't see him surviving this if it gets as messed up as I think it's going to get.
Well, here's the thing that I'll say. We're coming up on the anniversary of Benghazi.
And 9/11. Yeah, 9/11.
Right. Just next week.
Yes.
And so we're going to see what happens, whether this does go away or not. Now, they're so open right now. They have been so revealed by people that have defected from inside the government, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and this is really, really, really something. And it's something that we have to really take a look at. What happened at Benghazi and why? Why are we putting up with it?
Do you really think that Hillary Clinton had a concussion, which she disappeared?
No.
She's
had a concussion three times.
How did she get away with that?
Because the people on her side refused to do anything about it.
Then she showed up with those phony thick glasses. I'm stu- stunned at what I'm seeing. And everybody just sits there, well, it's really good. Look at her.
Oh, guys, dear. Guess what? She had a new haircut,
jeez,
too. You guys forgot she had a new haircut when she came back. Like she had
a
little makeover while she was away.
That's it. That's the one. I think she had a little facelift.
Yeah, she had a little makeover. You know, a little... And
did she go
I
in
can't...
with John Kerry? What's wrong with John Kerry? He looks like he's so puffed up with Botox right now. That.
And I wanted you to know that there are people, children were laying in the streets coughing and choking because of the sarin gas that they were being gassed with. And I want you to know that even though I ate with the man five times, he's a bully, and he's a Hitler, and he has to be stopped, and we must go in and get him now.
You know, there's 100,000 dead people
That was great.
I thought I was there. I was ready to ask him a question of pound the gavel.
Oh, this is, you know, I can't stand John Kerry from the time the Swift voters got him.
I can't even listen I can't stand to listen to him talk.
No. But what do you think about this? You're familiar with a language that they call diplomatic language.
Yes.
Putin called John Kerry straight out and out. Didn't say prevarication.
Nope.
Didn't say pushing the bending the truth. He
nope.
said he's lying. Yeah, he's a liar.
He's a liar.
That is like severely. I mean, that's escalated.
I'm looking for somebody in my government that I can trust right now, and I'm not seeing a whole lot, and that's on both sides of the aisle. The only little glimmer that I saw that made me pause and think was Dianne Feinstein. And I don't like her. She's not my favorite person, but I've looked at her performance on her committee, and she seems to be a straight
up
kind of
person.
She is pretty reasonable, and she said yesterday about somebody saying that we really ought not to be doing this, and she turned around and looked at them and said, "You don't know what I know,"
mm-hmm.
and that's gave me a little bit of pause. You know, what are we missing here? And I got an adage that I live by: when you're dealing with people, it doesn't add up. Look for the money.
Oh yeah,
and I'm right about 99% of the time. This doesn't make any sense to me. I don't like what I'm seeing. And Jeff, you like history like I like history.
Sure.
You go in there. We've got a real chance of stumbling into a war that we really don't want to be fighting. And I'm not talking about just marching into the streets of Damascus. The whole Middle East could blow up over this.
The whole Middle East could blow up over this.
One more thing, and then I'll be quiet. How did John Kerry say that the Arabs are going to pay for our troops going in there? Since when are our soldiers mercenaries?
How the heck can they pay for it?
Well, they give us oil, but they won't take it. We could have taken the oil from Iraq.
Well, I had a thing, and I can't find it right now, and because I'm on the air, I don't have time to look for it. But there's a news article. There's a guy called the Hegman Report.
Yeah.
And they have a gentleman that comes on there by the name of Stephen Quayle.
Mm-hmm.
And he has really been involved in the Middle East in a lot of different ways in his times going over there to investigate historical things, blah, 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 political things as well. And he really had a scenario about how the oil and gas pipeline coming into Yemen and how Yemen has had this huge find of oil and natural gas in the country.
Okay, Jeff, I'm going to ask you to give me an idea on the map. Yemen is on the Arabian Peninsula?
I believe so. Let me pull it up so that I can know what the...
I didn't bring my pad with me today.
I know what you're saying. Map of Middle East, and that'll give you an idea of what.
I need visuals. I'm not.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. So now, if I can make sure that I have.
So all you people listening on the radio over here, you don't have
any. Yeah, you don't have any visuals.
So don't look up Yemen on your computer.
Okay.
So we're all looking at the same map.
Now you can see. And
down over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
South Carolina and 330-482, that's you, Bonnie. And 334, you are open if you want to comment on anything. So your lines are open. Now, they're saying that there's a huge find in here.
Yeah.
And right now, for things to change in the Middle East. Now let's go to where we're working with here, with where are we at? With Syria up in here. For us to be able to get from one place to the other, Syria has to be stopped from where Russia is coming in and supplying things this way.
Right.
So they want to be the ones that supply from here on out this way so that they can supply all of this here, and go up all the way up and sell over this way as well. But Syria is standing in the way because they won't let us do it. We don't have anything to do with that. Russia controls all of this. All the Turkey.
Okay, so what you're saying is Yemen wants to go up and use one of these ports up over here on the Mediterranean.
No, they just want to be the suppliers down here, period.
Okay.
Okay, so they whatever they have doesn't mean anything because they can't get in the market.
Okay.
Okay, but if Syria's out of the way, they can get in the market because Saudi Arabia is not going to mess with them. That's why Russia said, if you attack Syria, we're going to attack Saudi Arabia.
Okay, so what you're saying is the Russians aren't supplying anybody over here with oil or gas. They got their own. What the Russians are doing are supplying Europe with the oil and gas.
Europe and over here.
Okay.
They're coming
How
in
about
here.
Turkey?
Turkey, any place else that does not have it.
Egypt?
Definitely Egypt, because Egypt doesn't have anything with the infrastructure it has right now. You didn't have to with Libya, but now they have control of Libya.
So Yemen wants to build what would be the Arabian equivalent of the Keystone Pipeline.
More or less. Now let me pull up that pipeline and see what I can
Everyone
find.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives.
Oh, wow.
Handling
we're
going
to go to a break right now. I will do that.
But Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Okay, we are back here on WSOM, 600 AM on your radio dial. And we're talking about what's going on in the Middle East, and we're trying to deal with the things that they're not telling us in the news, per se, the things that are the political, the geopolitical problems that are going on in the Middle East. Now, we're looking at doing some things over there, striking Syria, who is a little small place, you guys. I mean, as we looked at it just in the map of the Middle East, Syria is right in between Turkey and Iraq. And when you're talking about right in between Turkey and Iraq, you're talking about bordered by Iran to their far east. Iran is where they're at. Down below them is Saudi Arabia.
Israel actually has part of its border with Syria.
They're not showing that for whatever reason.
And, it's their,
yeah, I believe you. I guess they're saying that this is what's going to happen after we get the bomb anyway. We're wiping them off the face of the earth. They are done. Okay? So that's what we're looking at. And Israel is right in there. They don't have Israel named there. And which is really weird. So we need to find the one that has Israel in it so we can really find out, because, you know, Israel has had a huge finding of oil and gas in their country right offshore as well. So now you have oil-rich area going through all of this area. But understand, Syria is not a player in the World Bank. Of course, Iraq is, because we have them, and I believe Iran may be. There's certain other people that are not involved with the World Bank, and Gaddafi was one of those, and of course now he is dead, and so there, Libya is tied up. Everybody in the east, in the west, excuse me, is tied up with the World Bank, but we're trying to find some of the reasons why this war is tied to oil and gas in the Middle East. And I'm not finding those things. So if I don't find them today, I promise you by this Tuesday, I will have them in hand and where I can give you a functional report.
Yeah, the premise is that there's something going on here that we don't know. I don't understand what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be more than a red line, and 1,400 people out of 100,000 dying. It just doesn't make any sense. So we got to find out what we don't know. What aren't they telling us? When Dianne Feinstein says, you don't know what I know, I want to know what she knows.
Oh, yeah, I do too. So, Dianne, don't be like Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And say, we have to attack the country before we know what's in it, too.
We got to go blow it up to find out what's
in it.
Yeah,
you got to go blow it up to see sure. whether they really did it or not. See, so...
I saw an article today on Drudge, which I thought was really telling, and it was Rand Paul quoting John Kerry and John Kerry's testimony in front of Congress back in 1971 or 72, whatever it was, when Kerry said, I would not send my son to war for a mistake made by the president.
Mm.
That's him, you know. I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful.
That's pretty strong.
That's strong.
And Kerry used the same style and bravado that he used with with all the other he did with the Swift Boat people and all of this other stuff. This is really something to see, and so I want to get you to understand that you need to. I'm trying to get somebody up. That you need to really ask some questions here, and get in touch with your state representative, and ask them to come clean with you, tell you what the heck is going on, because nobody's supporting this. He went over here to the G20. Nobody's supporting.
The UN said they might be violating the law.
The national law. So what are you going to do with that? Is that you back, Bonnie 205?
No, that's me. That's me, John.
Oh, Sticks, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Mark, what do you think about my theory that because Syria won't allow that oil pipeline to go north, that the Saudis and the Gulf states came to us and said, listen, if you don't get involved in this, we're going to tank your currency.
You know what? Nothing would surprise me, Sticks. Nothing would surprise me at all over here. When I see that our government acting irrationally with no real reason for what they're doing, whether it's building a pipeline or threats made from the oil kingdoms over there, I nothing surprises me. What I'm concerned about is that our people are being outmaneuvered, outboxed, outstrategized at every single turn. This is embarrassing. What have these people been doing for 5 years?
But are they, or have we, have we destroyed the currency so bad that we now are basically have to do the bidding of our masters? I mean, was Prince Fahd or one of those high-ranking Saudis just said they can't allow the United States to develop the petroleum reserves we've just discovered because it'll destroy the it'll wreck their oil revenues.
Well, you know what? They got to wake up and smell the coffee here. They were willing to take it when it was, you know, they had no compulsion against embargoing us and we didn't do what they liked.
That's right.
You know, I don't have any sympathy for them. And it could be, Sticks, you're right. This could be the root of it. They need markets, and there's a market up there that they can't get. Syria's in the way, so now we got to get rid of them. I don't know, and it could be that they're afraid that if the Iranian side wins with Assad, or the Al Qaeda side wins with the rebels, they're going to get shut out. So they need the United States there to open up the pipeline. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, there's something else going on here. This is just too, it's a manufactured crisis, manufactured by our government. I thought it was done by Obama to take the focus off of the problems he had here at home. Then I thought it was done by Obama because the guy's got an ego and he's a narcissist and he got himself into a box and this is what he's doing to get out of it. And then I'm hearing from you, Sticks, and from Jeff over here, two plausible things that are going on behind the scenes that could absolutely explain what's going on here. So,
Sticks, no, your scenario is only different from mine in who the players are. Because, believe it, they're trying to get that oil and gas through Saudi Arabia, and just like you said, Syria does not want to let that happen, and so they have to stop, make Bashar al-Assad go away. He is the only thing standing in the way of us controlling that. See, that would be us more or less putting a new lease on our dollar as the petrodollar.
Right, right.
And
the problem is, and I brought this up Wednesday, the United States Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain. And they had an uprising about two, three years ago. And it was put down brutally, very brutally and quickly. What would the United States have done if Russia would have started throwing cruise missiles, picked a side and started throwing cruise missiles into Bahrain? And we are now getting ready to throw cruise missiles into a nation that's being propped up by Russia, that is a staunch ally of Russia, and has a major Russian naval installation in it.
You're right.
I mean,
and
this clown is asking for World War III.
Well, that's why I don't think it's him totally. I think he has to do the bidding of the people that put him there, who are the globalists and the bankers of the world and the elitists.
Oh, I agree with that, because you can't have a reset of the world's power structure without a world war.
Absolutely. And
that's an encouraging thought.
I think lots of people die in that war.
Oh yeah.
I think a whole lot of people die, and I think that goes right with the globalist thought, because don't forget, the progressives, what do they want? They want a reduced world population. Go ahead.
If this goes there, I don't see the U.S. mainland being exempted.
Neither do I.
I was just going to say the same thing, Styx. These people in this country got their head in the cloud. Their heads in a cloud over here. They live in a fantasy world of computers and tablets and cell phones and these games, and everything solved in 30 seconds. You know, our power went off.
Yeah, you had a power outage.
We had a power outage the other day over at my office. Power went off at my house again today. The power goes off. We're screwed. They get into the grid. We're done. We won't be able to survive it. There'll be riots in the streets in 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh yeah,
as the food runs out.
2 or 3 weeks. How many people can go 72 hours without hitting the ATM? How many people have 3 days worth of cash? You just take the grid down so you can't swipe your card and get groceries, but you have to have dollar bills, and there's somebody sitting there with a till like there used to be.
Yeah, this is scary stuff. I don't think we have dumbed down our public so far, in so bad that sort of thing happening here is inconceivable. Well, I got news for him. It's very conceivable.
Yeah, it is.
And it's real.
You know, the one saving grace, guys, that you've got to think about. The one saving grace is folks like myself and other individuals out there that are just hard-headed enough and determined enough to say, you're not coming here, and do not mind laying their lives on the line to protect their families and protect their country.
Yeah, this is going to be deep because, you know, like I said, people don't believe biblically, but there is a war that comes before the final world war, or before a huge major war where Damascus is destroyed. Now, I don't know if this is that time or not, but Damascus is going to continually play as a major place in the world as we see time moving on. Over the next so many years, you're going to know a whole lot about Damascus. And I don't expect us to hit them, but I do expect Israel to. And Israel is not going to play with this situation because they already have to deal with Iran getting a bomb here. And I don't think that they're going to sit back and let it happen.
Well, you know how Israel spells never again, don't you?
Go ahead.
7.62 by 39.
I think you're right, Stinks.
Now, on the other hand, mm-hmm. there is an alternative explanation as to what's going on in the country. And I was watching the news this morning, and I thought, oh, look at that. You know what? I better not say this. Tracy will never let me back on here again. I think the harangue would be bad. But you know what? Here's a hint. Go look at the president's top advisors. With the UN's the United Nations ambassador,
mm-hmm.
with his senior advisor on his White House staff,
mm-hmm.
and with
national
security. They're all women.
They're all women. I'm not afraid to say it.
That's all right. We have a testosterone pass when it's only men in the room. We can get away with it.
I'm looking at that. I mean, what is this? Well, coming off of Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, geez, oh, man.
Yeah. Well, but Kerry is just like, man, why is he there? that's all
Kerry.
I have to say. John Kerry, I'm rich as I can be from my two wives, and I saved every dime of it.
And he married well. I mean, he married well.
The first one was rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the second one, too. And I think, now, did she die, the first wife?
Yeah, the first one. I was thinking that, too. The first one died.
And he inherited a lot of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he inherited that money.
Yeah,
sure
he did. And so he had money when he met Teresa. So now he has that money, and if something happened to Teresa... And the way she going, sorry, Teresa looked like she ain't there half the time. I mean, you remember doing when he was running for office? She wearing them dark glasses all day. My wife. Go ahead.
Look at everyone around the president. Is there any male around the president that is a Clint Eastwood, you know, American John Wayne type?
You got David Plouffe. Well, or, cut me a break.
Or if we wanted to really be incorrect, call him David Puff.
Oh, my God.
But no,
Axelrod,
look
you're
at
real
it.
Winner.
Yeah, all of them are real winners. I mean, these are the most backwardest people I've ever seen. They can't explain a clear situation going on. Period. With that, I just can't get to it. Why now? They had to have done this on purpose. Put this person in office at this time at this season, so that we have this much craziness going on. I mean. All of this at once. You have all the scandals of the administration. And what gets me is you got the people that are backing it. It's because he's a black man. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's black or white. They're all saying the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. And so I don't know.
He's not getting too much backing on this, I don't think.
He's not getting any backing worldwide on it.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
they know what it is.
At home, one of the guys in my office was telling me this morning, he's been watching CNN the last couple of nights. He says, my God, I can't believe what I'm hearing from these people. You know, that they're really pulling the rug out from under him on this.
Is he a CNNer?
Pardon me?
Is he a CNNer?
No, he's a Fox guy. And
okay, but he had the stomach to go and change and watch.
And I do, too. I mean, I turn on
TV
and I want to hear what they have to say. And,
I try.
And he said he couldn't believe what he was hearing. Listen, you know, we talked a little bit about this. There's a new coalition forming in this country right now. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a very strange-looking coalition. And I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. But, you know, if this guy goes down, he's going to take Hillary with him. And
then I certainly hope he goes down, because I couldn't see a better set of people that did not rise their head again in United States politics.
Yeah, I mean, these people need to go away. They've been at the fair too long. Let's get somebody new in there. You know, and I don't, you know, there's some people in the Democratic Party that can move in to take these people's place. But you watch Joe Biden. I say Joe Biden wants to run for president, and the only way he can win is to get rid of Barack. And he will when this comes out. You know, Obama has lost support, and these people got to run for re-election next year, both in the Senate and the House.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go there, and they're going to look at him and say, you know what, you almost got the world blown up. Time to go.
Well, I certainly hope that they say that.
And all it's going to take is one person from the Internal Revenue Service to make the link to what he did with the IRS and the White House, and he's gone. He's gone.
I don't think so, Mark. I really don't.
You don't? Oh, come on. Time to humor me. It's Friday afternoon. I want to go home with a good thought.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think so. I think the race card is so strong that he can play the race card and get out of anything. They always call Reagan the Teflon president.
Yeah.
I think this guy's a Slick 50 president.
Yeah, that's a good. I used to sell Slick 50.
Sticks, I used to think so, but I think the desire to get reelected is stronger than that. And when you lose support in the Congress, you're finished. That's what happened to Nixon. It got so bad they had to do something to save the party, and I think they did a pretty good job. I mean, you know, they got Ford. Ford, you know, he brought the party together. I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I don't know that he's removed from office, because that could really destabilize. And if you don't replace him with somebody that's closer to a white right wing hawk, which we don't even have any right there in the our side of things in the party, then
you got Ted Cruz and Rand Paul both.
Is he real? Here's the thing. I just my problem is I'm just wondering whether we have somebody that's really ready to deal with world affairs like that. And I'm not denying that these gentlemen could, and certainly I think that any of those you mentioned would be light years better than what we have, because this is ridiculous. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
I think Cruz could do a pretty good job, because he's got a really good resume. You know, he's got time around the Supreme Court. I mean, he's an older guy. I think he's a little bit older than Rand Paul, I'm pretty sure. And I think he's got a more well-rounded political judicial experience. Mark might know something about that. I don't know
that much about him, Sticks. I see him on TV. I've never really sat and read what his background is.
Okay.
You know, I like people who speak their mind and say what they think. I might not agree with them, but at least I know they've got the courage of their convictions. And, you know, the guy we have in there right now is probably the most consummate politician that we've ever had in the White House, even more than Bill Clinton. Every second of his existence, it's political, and he's never moved away from it. It's political, or he doesn't want to do it. We're rudderless, we're leaderless, and I think we're in trouble. I'm deeply concerned what's going to happen here.
Well, I'm deeply concerned about it too, because once again, I'm looking at this because you know how I see his presidency. I don't see it as being that he's so much the politician, but I say his backers have played a hell of a game of making things happen a certain way.
Jeff, what school do you come from? Is this guy a smart guy or an empty suit?
Yeah, empty suit.
What do you think, Styx?
Empty suit.
I think so, too.
Can't spend that much time on the golf course and be doing your job.
I think the emperor's got no clothes.
Yeah, I'm with you on
I'm
that.
I'm with that.
Can I say this one, too? How do you get to be the editor of the Law Review and never write a position paper and publish it?
He's everybody's golden boy.
How does that happen?
He's everybody's golden
Name
boy.
Name me another editor of a Law Review of a Yale or Harvard that never had a position paper.
I was going to talk about that when all this started out. I'm hearing it on TV and watching. You know, I said to my wife, I said, Boehner should just really, rather than go put the country through this, throw it back into his lap and say, you know what, you've got the authority to do this. If you want to do it, go do it, but you're not going to vote present on foreign policy.
Thank you.
That is what he's doing, mm-hmm. And he ought to be ashamed of himself.
I agree, 1,000%.
I have to be careful what I say because we're on the radio.
Yeah, of course.
You know, this guy, I'm floored. And Boehner, I tell you what, my he has been diminished at least in my eyes. His stature's been diminished.
Well, I mean,
no
doubt about
it. Up that word to start with, but you know, if Newt Gingrich were Speaker of the House, we wouldn't have this crap going on.
No, you wouldn't. And see, that's what got me a little upset with our side when they, you know, they're so mad at Newt because of some things he personally did, and then you know, I can't understand it. I don't care whether Newt – I understand where I'm coming from. Newt may be a racist, and I don't believe he is, but I'm just saying he may be. But if he was, I wouldn't care about him being so much a racist in a position because we've had racist presidents before.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
So my point is here. What would he do on the world scene and on the domestic scene to make America better, and I believe he would make America a whole lot better.
I agree.
And so, you know, I was a Newt fan, tell you the truth. You know, I wasn't a Romney fan. You know, that was a hold your nose and vote, vote for me. Okay. So. But the thing is, I couldn't support that. And then look at how McCain is. McCain is given Obama hay-cutting lessons while the sun is shining. He's allowing him to get away with everything on this Syria thing, and that's going to hide Benghazi, that's going to hide all this other stuff.
And if you could somebody could explain that to me, I would really appreciate it. Styx, what do you think about McCain?
I said it earlier. I think he's got early-onset Alzheimer's.
No.
Is he want to grab hold hands with this guy and go sing Kumbaya? I don't get it. I know they were both Vietnam vets, but geez Louise.
He came out in February or March.
Yeah.
Concerning the rebels, and he was hawkish from the very beginning. And I'm up there saying, what are you saying, John? You know, why are you saying that this guy is doing whatever?
We already know that the rebels are Al-Qaeda. And if I recall correctly, Al-Qaeda is the people that flew the airplanes into the buildings.
Yep.
So why do you want to back the people that flew the airplanes into the buildings?
I'm going to repeat again what I've been saying for 10 days, 11 days. The only people that seem to know what they're doing in the Middle East right now is the Egyptian army.
Yeah, they are.
And you know, they I'm for the guys that aren't going to go burn down Christian churches and cut off Christians' heads. That's who I'm for. And and the generals running the Egyptian army know darn well how dangerous Al-Qaeda is, and they're not going to let any polemics and rubbing and flowery language about democracy and everything else let those scum get in to take over Egypt. And I give the Egyptian army credit for standing up and doing what we won't do ourselves.
Yes, they did. Go ahead.
Did you see that letter that the head of the Catholic Church in Syria wrote to the president? I put it on your Facebook.
What did he say?
He flat told President Obama, if you do this and Assad is thrown out, they will murder Christians in the streets and they will burn churches.
And I'm going to tell you,
the
president doesn't give a good god darn.
You sounded like me now, Mark.
No, he
because
he doesn't care.
No,
he doesn't care about that. I've said
for the longest time, I honestly believe that the president is an atheist with Muslim sympathies.
That I think that sums it up.
Well, I'd say agnostic, but I agree with you. Because I think he believes there is a God, but I don't think he ascribes to anyone. Because he's talking about collective salvation and all this other stuff, and you're saved when you help your brother man and all this other stuff. No, that's not what the salvation that we believe in as Christians are. And so, you know, we're looking at a mess here.
Well, the way he's acting, I'm starting to think he thinks he is God.
Well, if everybody says yes, 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 you know, that's exactly what happens. You get a God complex, and you think you can do no wrong. This guy's so insulated. the good news, the silver lining in all this horrible stuff is I really believe that the citizens of the United States, although they'll probably never say so, in their hearts just don't trust this guy anymore. And he has managed to destroy. When he got elected, I didn't like him. I hoped for the best. What he did and how he handled health care, it wasn't health care itself, it's how he handled it that really got to me.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not how we run our country. And, you know, this guy lies to everybody. Don't look at what he says. Look at what he does. And if you look at what he does, you're not going to like him. And that goes across the board and across races. He's done nothing to help the poor. He's done nothing to help the minority communities. He has destroyed business. He's taking away the 40-hour work week. He's interested in two things, health care reform and immigration. And outside of that, he just doesn't give a...
Wait, you've got the other two. Four things, abortion and spreading LGBT message across the world that everybody needs to, you know, really, really do this and let these people, you know, come in your country and change your moral beliefs.
It's no big mystery. You don't have to look very far to understand what his principles are, what makes this man tick. And once you understand it, you know how to deal with them. The problem is it's just taken the country a long, long time to figure it out.
Too long. Too long. Yeah.
Now I got to go home and get my magic potion.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're about at the end of the day anyway. We have only a couple minutes left. We want to thank all the listeners and callers that have called in this week, and we're going to wrap this thing up, and we'll be back here Monday doing the same thing all over again. Of course, you know there's going to be a lot of things happening over the weekend and a lot of things said, and you know, what people are going to do with it, I don't know. But I would tell those that do listen to us and hear us, wake up, ask your representatives what the heck is going on, and don't just let your leaders be in place not doing what you need them to do. You need to let them be in place only if they're going to do what you want them to do, because you put them there to represent you. And no, we don't have a representative democracy that I hear Clinton always say, and then Obama is taken and follows suit. We have a representative republic.
Yep.
It is not a democracy. That's all for today. We will see you next time. God bless. Afternoon with Tracy and friends.
Bye, guys.
Jeff and Mark is here. We'll see you later.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600.